Hello, this is 3 Minute Egghead, a podcast about research at UC Davis. Today, we're talking about how a parasitic amoeba eats other cells.
So my name is Catherine Ralston, I go by Katie, and I'm an assistant professor in microbiology here in the College of Biological Sciences at UC Davis. I work on an organism called Entamoeba histolytica. It's really a significant cause of human diarrheal disease, primarily in developing countries.
Mostly Entamoeba lives in the intestine, causing bloody diarrhea. In rare cases, it can get out of the gut.
So it's named for the fact that it can literally dissolve human tissues. So they will often spread to the liver, they can go to the lungs or the brain. That situation is fatal if untreated. So the invasive process is not very well understood, even though it's what gives the organism its name. We think that one of the main things that is responsible for invasion and damaged host tissue is the fact that the amoeba can kill human cells.
Now, we've all seen pictures of amoeba in school books, and we know that they feed by engulfing their food, like the blob in a 50s movie. But Ralston found something new.
What I studied and what I discovered really unexpectedly during my postdoc is that the amoeba actually nibbles on the cells it's attacking. So kind of related to the idea of eating things, but in this case, it's breaking off little bits of that human cell it's interacting with. And it seems that eventually, after it has taken many bites, if you will, that leads to death of the attacked cell. So this is a really unexpected mechanism for killing, and that's what we're further exploring. So now that we know the amoeba nibbles human cells, how much does that really drive damage to the intestine? So we have a number of models where we can explore now, by inhibiting that process, how does that impact invasion and damage to tissue. We're also really interested in exploring mechanistically, how does a cell take a bite? Because it's really different from engulfing an entire target cell. So how does the amoeba actually achieve that? When a human cell is nibbled by the amoeba, what does that human cell do? How does it respond? Why does it die?
So if an amoeba can do this, what about other cells? Our own bodies have cells that look and act a lot like an amoeba.
It's pretty intriguing that cells in our bodies, so cells in multicellular organisms like us, can also nibble on one another. So not just engulfing an entire other cell, but also taking a little piece. And so far, from what people know about that process in multicellular organisms like us, it's involved in communication between cells. So it's really like an intriguing new way that a cell might share information with or another cell or obtain information from another cell. One of the things that we're really excited about is there are actually hints that many other organisms can take bites of other cells. So we are pretty excited about the fact that maybe this is a fundamental process that pathogenic microbes like Entamoeba really exaggerate and exploit to kill other cells.
We used to think that parasitic amoeba made chemicals that dissolve tissues. Now it looks like Entamoeba and its even nastier cousin, brain-eating amoeba Naegleria fowleri, do it by cell nibbling.
It's pretty, I think, exciting that a cell can tolerate that at all in terms of having a bite taken, but somehow maybe they can handle it to a point, and then beyond that threshold, they undergo cell death.
Ralston has just won a scholarship from the Pew Charitable Trust to support her work.
I'm really excited and honored to be joining the Pew Scholars. I think one of the really wonderful things about this program is that through an annual meeting, the scholars get to interact with one another as well as past scholars. It's a really interdisciplinary group and a chance to learn a lot of new things and see really cutting edge things that other people are doing. I feel very indebted to all the mentors who helped me get to that point and be selected. And I think one of the most exciting parts of my job now is to train my own trainees and to try to invest that back.
Thanks for listening to 3 Minute Egghead.